Right, it's 8:16. This is very exciting, Tina. This is, must
I know,
be an amazing.
It's nerve-wracking.
This must be like as exciting and such a milestone in your career as the first time Tim Westwood hit on you on One Extra.
Mm. Yeah, probably about the same.
Well, oh, here we go. It's time for the Tina Awards. Does it say and now the Tina Awards at any point? Or is it, oh, it doesn't. Brilliant. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, so was I.
No.
Shall I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's pretend it did.
And now, live from London, your Wednesday officially starts here as we give you the Tina Awards.
They booing.
Thank you.
That award sounds like some sort of medieval crowd that someone's thrown to the lions.
Yeah. Bit of jousting.
Yeah.
And here is the woman herself, Tina Dehealy.
Hello.
Oh, no, Tina.
Hey. Thank you.
This music is really annoying. I'm going to have to switch this off. I'm sorry. Who chose that? Surely the only piece of music to use will be the Teen Awards music with a different voiceover at the top, or am I just taking it way too seriously?
That's a possibility.
Right, OK. So hang on a second. Let's do that, right?
BBC Radio 1's
Teen Awards. Ah, oh, that's better. We're here to celebrate today the lovely Miss Tina Dehealy. A very lovely lady, 29-year-old from Essex.
Not from Essex. There's nothing wrong with being from Essex.
I'll be 29.
Yeah. No, of course I'm not.
You so lie about your age. You really, you can never remember what you said. So this is a celebration of all that is Tina, our sports reader. We'll be discovering what Tina's voted in the following categories. Her ideal Saturday night, the hottest presenter of Newsbeat, in her opinion, Tina's most heroic act on the show, her favourite kitchen appliance, and Tina's preferred amount of time for an afternoon nap. So let's get straight into the awards themselves. Here is our very own voiceover man, Mr. Alan Dedicote.
Welcome along to Radio 1's Tina Awards, as judged by Miss Tina Dehealy. It's a celebration of all that is Tina, our sports reader on The Chris Moyle Show. We'll be discovering what Tina has voted her ideal Saturday night. Who's the hottest presenter in Newsbeat, in her opinion? Tina's most heroic act on the show. Her favourite kitchen appliance. And finally, Tina's preferred amount of time for an afternoon nap.
That's right. Thank you very much, Alan Dedicote. I didn't actually
to recap the category.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, and now it's time for the awards themselves, and here is Alan Dedicote.
And now it's time for the awards themselves.
He's just going to copy everything I say, isn't he?
The nominees for Tina's ideal Saturday night are a movie and dinner at a posh restaurant, The X Factor, Match of the Day, and a curry, cocktails and hitting a club till 5 a.m.
All right, OK.
Now, here's
and now
the bit
for the team's guesses.
Go on, what?
Where you have, where we can see how well you know me.
Thank you.
And now for the team's guesses.
Now it's time for the team's guesses.
Oh, yeah. And now for the team's guesses. Dominic Byrne.
So what is her favourite Saturday night? Is it a movie and dinner at a posh restaurant, the X Factor Match of the Day in a curry, or cocktails and hitting a club till 5 a.m? Tina Dehealy, you work with a Dom. What say you?
I'm going to say X Factor.
X Factor.
Match of the Day in a curry.
David Vitti.
Oh, hello. I'm going to say movie and dinner.
Christopher Moyles.
I'm going to go with Dom, and I'm going to say the X Factor Match of the Day and a curry. Then is it that one?
And the winner is the X Factor Match of the Day.
Yeah! Do you really watch Match of the Day on a Saturday night every week? Really?
Well, I watch the Sunday morning repeat.
Nice.
I find I pay attention more on a Sunday morning than at 10:30 on a Saturday night.
All right, should we go for category number two?
Yeah.
All right.
The nominees for the hottest person in Newsbeat, according to Tina, are Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
Sure.
Adrian Pearce.
Blimey.
David Garrido.
Oh, dear.
David Garrido.
It's not much of a list, is it?
Whoa, how rude.
For
I'm
the
on
team's
it.
Team's guesses. Christopher Moyles.
Oh, well, she's going to say Dominic. That's what I think, anyway.
Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
I don't know, David Garrido, what do you think?
You have to give
you
your
know
opinion.
Me.
Yeah, I know you. I'm going to say Adrian. I think you look at him in a funny way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
David Vitti.
I think it can only be Dominic out of that list. Yeah. As weird as it sounds.
All right.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this year's winner of Radio 1's Tina Awards is...
Dominic Byrne.
Yay! Wow, you are the hottest person in Newsbeat, according
Thanks.
To Tina, out of those three.
Yeah, out of Adrian.
Which is like winning a beauty contest next to Adrian Childs.
And Adrian Pearce.
But you're still a winner.
There you go, that's nice, all right.
Thank the nominees for the most heroic act by Tina on the show are singing at a gig in Bangor, North Wales, interviewing Justin Timberlake, getting a piggyback from Matt Fincham on BBC Breakfast News.
Oh, that's a no-brainer for me.
And now for the team's guesses. David Vitti.
Ooh. Me, in this order, I'm going to go for the piggyback one.
Piggyback?
Yeah. Right.
Dominic Byrne.
I'm going to say the singing one, because I know how nervous she was.
Wow.
Christopher Moyles.
I'm going with Dave. I'm going piggyback. I think that's the proudest moment so far in the Chris Moyles show.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this year's winner of Radio 1's Tina Awards is...
Singing at a gig in Bangor.
Oh. Really?
Really?
Oh, you were really nervous, weren't you?
That was a proper achievement,
but,
that was.
But you should be proud of it.
Mm.
It was awful.
It's good to get through it.
Yeah.
For all of us.
All right. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
All
right, okay.
The nominees for Tina's favourite kitchen appliance are... bottle opener. Whisk. Turkey baster.
Oh, do you know what? Whatever we paid...
And you don't even cook turkey.
Which I imagine is nothing. The fact, just to get Alan to go, turkey baster, is lovely.
The nominees for Tina's favourite kitchen appliance are... bottle opener.
Bottle opener.
Whisk.
Go on, say it, Alan, say it.
Turkey baster. And now for the team's guesses. Christopher Moyles.
Oh, God. Favourite kitchen appliance, bottle opener, whisk, turkey baster. Knowing Tina like I do, bottle opener. There you go.
Dominic Byrne.
Oh, bottle opener, without a
David
shadow.
David Vitti.
Easiest one, bottle opener. Right.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this year's winner of Radio 1's Tina Awards is...
A bottle opener.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I like red wine.
You know why? Because you're a big drunken lush.
Well, I like my red wine.
Yeah, hooray! I'm ready for drink.
In moderation.
The nominees for the preferred amount of time for Tina's afternoon nap are 20 minutes.
No.
1 hour.
No.
3 days. And now for the team's guesses. Dominic Byrne.
I think you sleep more in the afternoons than you do in the at night time. I'm going to go for the largest one there, which would be 3 days.
David Vitti.
And me. I think it's always more than an hour, so I'm going to say 3 days.
Well, I know she sleeps for four... She always sleeps for a good 3 hours, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So it's got to be 3 days, isn't it?
Christopher Moyles.
Yes, three days, I would say. Okay.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this year's winner of Radio 1's Tina Awards is...
An hour. Oh,
really?
An hour. You have more than an hour.
Never.
No, that is my preferred amount of sleep. Doesn't mean I always sleep for an hour.
You never sleep for an hour. You always sleep for at least three.
But it's my preferred amount of sleep.
Well, why don't you get up after an hour then, you lazy cow?
Well, I do sometimes.
No, you don't.
I do.
When was the last time you had 1 hour sleep and you can't count the tour?
Oh, I was going to say the tour.
Right. You've already said on the edge that you sleep 3 or 4 hours in the day, and you sleep for like 4 hours a night.
Mm.
You don't know yourself.
But three? No, I don't.
Boo her, people. Boo her. Oh, you've turned this feature really sour now.
I can make it happier. Guess who won that?
I'd say it was probably a draw.
Well, actually, it was. It's between you and Dominic. Dave, you don't know me at all.
I got 3 out of 5.
I enjoyed that. That was nice. It was nice getting to know Tina.
I enjoyed it.
She likes to sleep for an hour, but she doesn't. She sleeps for three.
Yeah, 3 days.
That was fun. And thank you very much to Mr. Alan Defelcote for the voiceovers. Can I hear him say turkey baster again, please? I enjoyed that. Let's hear him do that.
The nominees for Tina's favourite kitchen appliance are... Bottle opener.
Yeah.
Whisk. Turkey baster.
Hey, do you know what? With a clever bit of editing, you know what you can do?
What?
What?
Dominic?
Turkey opener?
Put your headphones on.
Yeah.
The nominees for Tina's favourite kitchen appliance are... Dominic Byrne. Bottle opener. Adrian Pearce. Whisk.
I like the idea of Adrian being a kitchen appliance.
Yeah.
Hey, wait for this one. He's done some new jingles for all the Newsbeat people.
David Garrido. Turkey baster.
There you go. That's his new nickname.
He'll enjoy that.
Yeah. All right, well, that was nice. Radio 1's Tina Awards. I know we should do that again. I like that. I could do that every week.
Yeah.
I really do. Really good. Thank you, Tina.